Snow's Garden Center. Discover nature by design for a beautiful view. Snow's knows how to make it all easy for you. When it comes to landscaping and gardening, who knows how to create the perfect scene? Snow knows. Snow's Garden Center.
Good morning and welcome to the Snow Knows Garden Show. The longest continuously running garden show in the world, live since the spring of 1950. We're here on this beautiful, crisp, chilly Saturday morning in Central Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Corbin Snow, the Minister of Mulch.
And I'm Norm Carlson,
the Professor of Plants. And Norm is scarfing down his breakfast sandwiches that I picked up for us this morning. Mm. The official breakfast sandwich, by the way, of the Snow Knows Garden Show is the Chick-fil-A Chicken Mini.
Oh, man.
And we've never eaten any on air, and they are just awesome.
They are so good.
Glenn, I brought you some, Glenn. I've got samples for everyone, and they're awesome.
They're so good.
Get out to Chick-fil-A and try your Chicken Minis this morning. They are hot, delicious, and fresh, and always just lift you up and make you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Sure do.
Just like gardening, for that matter.
That's right.
It's going to be a great day to get out in the garden. With all this moisture and rain we've received last month, man, we're in October, by the way. October 1st.
Where did the year go?
Oh, my goodness. We're in October, and the ground is... I can't remember the last time the ground was this ideal for planting and seeding and doing all the things you need to do out in the garden this time of year.
It's perfect.
Just ideal conditions for digging, for planting bulbs. We've got a great selection and variety of spring flowering bulbs in stock. It's a great time to get your bulbs in the ground. You should do that now. It's a great time to transition your summer annuals. To get rid of all the petunias and marigolds and vinca and patience and things that you planted in the late spring, early summer. You're going to start to notice, especially with the cooler temperatures like we had last night and today and tomorrow night, that those summer annuals are going to start to decline and go downhill very, very rapidly.
Yeah, you're really going to start to see a lot of the leaves yellowing up. The flowers are going to start to not be as abundant. You're going to have a lot more dead blooms on there. They're going to start to look kind of scraggly and scruffy. And it really is getting to be time to think about transitioning over to the fall and winter pansies.
And I'm always a big fan of trying to do things on the earlier side of the season, just so you have a little bit longer period, number one, to enjoy them. And number two, it gives them if you can get those flowers established the first, the latter part of September, first part of October, the weather conditions are good. We're getting plenty of supplemental watering. The majority of the plants and flowers that we plant on our commercial properties, we never water them.
That's right.
You put them in this time of year, you get them done early, and you never have to water or care for them. When you install them, put a little scoop of Osmocote, something with a slow release fertilizer, and they're going to look beautiful. The minute you drive away or walk away from them, they're going to look like they've been there for months. And we've got a great selection of big, mature 6-inch, the 1-gallon pot sized pansies in stock right now. And a great selection of colors and different varieties. And I love using the 6-inch just because, like I was saying, you can plant, a big grouping of them, walk away from it, and they look like they've been there for several weeks.
Right. And they're a lot more established plants. They've got a lot less issue with needing a lot of watering and everything than the little 4-packs do. The 4-packs are so small, there's such a small amount of root volume there that there's a lot more aftercare to them when you put them in the ground. And the plants are a lot smaller. It takes a lot longer for them to mature and really start to look like something too.
And I would definitely suggest if you're going to use, and we sell the heck out of the big flats of pansies. You get how many plants are in a flat?
Is it the ones we've got in right now? They're the large four packs, so it's 32.
Yeah, so 32 individual plants. You know, so you buy two or three flats, and you can really, you know, fill a great big space. But one of the secrets to that is getting them established early. You've got to do a little bit more watering just because there isn't as big as of a root ball as Norman was talking about with the larger plants. So you might have to do a little bit more watering and care for them initially. But, you know, within a few short weeks, you know, typically 3 to 4 weeks as the roots get established and start to grow, they'll fill in nicely and can do just as good of a job.
Right, and you know, with that's one of the great things about this time of year with the soil moisture levels that we've got, especially this year. You know, when we talk about having to do a little bit of supplemental watering, we're talking about doing a little bit of supplemental watering, not a lot, like you would if you know when you're coming in and planting things in June or July. You know, it may like right now water them in when you plant them, and you might not have to water them again for you know, till sometime middle of. Not this week, but the following week. It's supposed to be a dry week this coming week. The forecast is a lot clearer. We're not going to be having that Seattle-esque weather that we've heard, rainforest kind of conditions that we've had. But still, there's so much moisture in the soil that it's going to take a long time for that stuff to dry out.
We also have a great variety and selection of mums in stocks and new arrivals and shipments of plants and perennials. So come out and see us at the Garden Center. We've got a beautiful, fully stocked nursery this time of year, as a lot of different nurseries are kind of starting to winterize and shut down. We are in full swing. We've got beautiful, great selection of plants that just arrived from some local growers. The quality is second to none, and we've got the longest guarantee in the nation, as far as I know. I can't think of anyone else in the industry who has a 3-year guarantee on its plants. So come out and see us at the Garden Center today. If you'd like to join the show, I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the show, this is a call-in garden show. If you have any questions, our number here is 977-1070. And as right before we came on the air, I checked my email. And I received an email from Donna Earhart, who is the director. She's in charge of the dancing and fundraising portion of the Corbin, not the Corbin Rocks River, but for the SPCA Critter Ball, which I've talked a little bit about over the last few months. But I just received an email from her just moments ago, and she updates us every week with the leaderboard of who's in the lead. And let's say two or three weeks ago, I was in first place in fundraising. And last week, I slipped to second place to Katie Bates. And this week, I have slipped to third place. So Mike Mallory is in first place. Katie Bates is in second. And I am in third place. And that's out of eight dancers. So in order to change my status for next Friday, we're going to do a little on-air auction that's going to go live right now, and you can bid by either calling in or you can bid by emailing me if you want to stay kind of anonymous. But we're going to be auctioning off two tickets to a Georgia Tech football game, which is coming up in a few weeks. It's a home game, and a Snow's $50 gift card. So it's about $120, $130 value. We've had a lot of people step forward donating items for us to auction off in order to raise money for the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. So if you would like to place a bid this morning, you can email me your bid at corbinsnow@gmail.com, or you can call in and give us your name and your donation amount that you would like to donate. And the highest bidder will get two tickets to the Georgia Tech game and a $50 gift card to Snow's. So, like I said, it's $120 value, and start your bidding now. And this is all to raise money for the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, the local no-kill shelter here in Charlottesville. and it is to help me raise, my goal was to raise $10,000 for the Critter Ball as being one of the dancers in the local Dancing with the Stars competition. You can also go to my website, CorbinRocks4Rover.com, and look at the details there. But if you'd like to bid, and hopefully a lot of people will call, 977-1070. You can also go directly to the website and donate. The way it works is every dollar that I raise counts as one vote. So to bring home the Mirrorball Trophy, we've got to raise the most money. And we've got some stiff competition and some people who really want that coveted trophy. So if you have any gardening questions, or if you'd like to bid on what we're auctioning off this morning, again, our number is 977-1070. And it's hard to believe we're only a month away.
I know.
For me,
4 weeks.
Taking my 4 weeks from today.
Yeah.
I will be out on the checkered floor, Norman, dressed in my costume, and I will be Mr. Twinkle Toes gliding across the floor.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be something.
It should be a great night.
It's a great cause. And like I said, I think the eight dancers last year raised close to $70,000, just the dancers, you know, in their efforts to raise money. So I really appreciate everyone who's donated so far. I think our total with corporate sponsors and all the other sponsors that we've received, I think we are close to about $5,000. So that's not too shabby at all. Again, if you have a gardening questions, I'm reading emails, answering texts as I'm on the air. If you have any gardening questions, again, our number is 977-1070.
It's a beautiful. There's a lot of stuff going on out in the garden. This really is beautiful weather to get out there and get some things done. It's been so wet and so just so not inviting to be out in the garden over the last couple of weeks. But today's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a great weekend to get out there and get some of the things done. There's a lot of cleanup that needs to be done. I was amazed. I mean, we haven't had the wind associated with all these storms. I mean, but everything's been so wet that a lot of that wood that's been kind of decayed up in the trees and weakened by you know, just being dead branches and everything. With all of this rain and all of the humidity that we've had, it's really absorbed a lot of water, and then it really didn't take much wind at all to start bringing some of that stuff down. I've got dead branches all over the place that have fallen out of the trees.
Well, on the news this morning, they showed a huge tree that got toppled over somewhere in the city, and it took power out, you know, disconnected power for 1,500 customers, and that was just a result. It wasn't a huge windstorm that we had that kicked up. It was just the matter of the saturation
right
in the roots. I mean, it's so much looser, and those any little bit of wind would just blow a tree over.
Right. So there's a lot of that kind of cleanup that needs to be done. Leaves are starting to fall. One of the things that we don't talk about very often is if you've got a water feature in your garden, a garden pond or you know, waterfall kind of scenario, one of the things that really is helpful this time of year with the maintenance on that is to put a net over top of it to catch the leaves that fall. So a lot of those leaves that fall and blow in, you know, they catch in that water and sink to the bottom, and then as they start to decay down there in the bottom of the pond, will foul the water. And
right.
You know, it's not just making the water ugly, but it also releases nutrients and things that will help to feed the algae that you're fighting green water. As the pond freezes over this winter, that decaying organic matter down there releases methane gases and other gases that can get trapped up underneath the ice and kill the fish. It gradually builds all the nice rock and everything that you have down in the bottom to provide a filtration surface, and everything down on the bottom of the pond gets covered up by all of this stuff, and it really makes the pond just mucky and nasty and really is not healthy for the overall ecosystem of the pond. And that really is the key to having a successful water garden, is getting that well-balanced ecosystem going in the water between your plants and the fish and the beneficial bacteria and microbes that are down in the rock in your filter and everything. And if you get that gummed up with a lot of leaves that have blown in and fallen in this time of year, it really throws that that whole system out of balance. So this is a great time to get a pond net. They're very inexpensive, very inobtrusive looking, just black poly netting that you stretch out over the surface of the pond. And then all of those leaves just fall right there on the top, and it's very easy to come in, you know, a couple times a week or, you know, as needed, just kind of roll the net back. And when you roll the net back, the leaves come with it, roll them into a pile at the side of the pond, stretch the net back, anchor it back in, rake the leaves off, and done. You don't have to get into the water and fish the stuff out and all that. Just makes things a lot easier with the cleanup and keeps your pond healthy and active.
If you'd like to join the show, our number is 977-1070. Don't forget, we're auctioning off two tickets to the Georgia Tech football game coming up here in a few weeks and a $50 gift card to Snow's Garden Center. All you have to do is, there's no minimum bid to start the bidding. All you have to do is email your bid to CorbinSnow@gmail.com, or you can just call in live to the studios right now and place your bid at 977-1070. Let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Good morning. Is the lineup? Is the
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. Good morning.
Morning. Can you hear us? If not, stay with us. Let's go make sure everything's configured right. But you look good.
Yep. All right. Give us a call back. That line's not bringing them up. Let's go to the other line and see if we can. Let's go to line number two. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Line's there, but the caller's not.
We lost both of our callers. Give us a call back. Okay, here we go. Line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Yes. I have a quick question on ponds.
Okay.
I have one of those small kidney-shaped hard plastic ones.
Yeah.
And I've got a little pump with a fountain in it. And I have currently 11 frogs living in it. No fish, but 11 frogs. So I'm wondering, how could I keep the leaves? Every year I have to take all the water out of this, rub it out because of those leaves getting in there. But I don't want to put a net right over the top because of the frogs.
Right, the frogs get in and out. Yeah, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge because, like you say, the fish are no problem because they just swim around underneath it. But the net will keep the frogs out and be an issue for them.
And some of these frogs winter down there.
Right.
Yeah.
Get down in that bottom.
Unless you can raise up the netting, you know, four posts or, you know, something that's going to keep the net right off the surface of the pond, you know, kind of elevate it, raise it up a little bit.
Yeah. Where they can get under it,
yeah.
Access it from the underside.
And you could do that, you know, I'm not sure what the setting is, but you know, you could just get, you know, if it's just good soil around there, you could get four little sticks, you know, and just kind of prop it up, you know, like a little tent action there and just kind of prop it up. You know, I've seen people do that. I've seen people build more elaborate things, but, you know, without getting too costly and expensive, that would be a cheap, easy way to do it, especially since it doesn't sound like you have a really large pond.
No, it's not really large.
You know, that would be a suggestion of something you could do.
And you sell pond nets?
Yes,
we sure do. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got those in stock.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Call.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to line number two real fast. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Good morning. Man, our lines are messed up this morning. Are you there? Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hi.
Hi,
I'll
good morning.
Go ahead and get the bidding started.
Oh, wonderful. What's your bid?
I'll start it just off at 50. I'm sure it'll go well above that, but just...
Oh, that's generous. $50?
Okay.
Great. What's your name?
Robert Walters.
Robert Walters. And can I get a, email, if you're the winner, just email me at CorbinSnow@gmail.com.
Will do.
Okay, thank you very much, Robert, for starting the bidding. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Robert Walters is in the drawing for two tickets to the UVA football game versus Georgia Tech, and a $50 gift card to Snow's Garden Center. We appreciate you starting the bidding at $50. If you'd like to bid, you can bid by emailing me at CorbinSnow@gmail.com, or you can call in and bid online on the phone at 977-1070. We will conclude the bidding war when the show ends at 10 o'clock, so you've got about a half an hour to get your bids in. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show. We'll be right back. The most listened to talk radio show in Central Virginia. The most listened to weekend talk radio show in Central Virginia.
There you go.
I knew I could spit it out sooner or later. Thank you so much for joining us. We've only got about 20, 25 minutes left. If you'd like to join the show or get your bid in on this auction item, we're raising money for the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA this morning as well, and we will be doing so each and every Saturday, live on the air between now and the end of the month, and on Winning Wednesdays at CorbinRocksForRover.com. We will be auctioning off items every Wednesday, so twice a week. We've got some great items and things that were donated to us that we're going to be auctioning off to raise money for the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. If you'd like to bid right now, Robert Walters has the winning bid. Is winning the auction at a $50 bid. That's for two tickets to the Georgia Tech game and a Snow's $50 gift card. And that's what you're bidding for. If you'd like to bid, again, that number is 977-1070. And you've only got about 20 minutes before the bidding closes, and Robert will take home the prize.
Unless you can come in with a bid that's higher than 50 bucks.
Exactly. That's all you've got to do. And 100% of this money goes to the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. Again, the website CorbinRocks, the number 4, Rover.com. And make sure when you bid that it'll ask you who you're voting for on the website. And just click my name, Corbin Snow, and enter the amount. You can bid from $1 to thousands of dollars, whatever your piggy bank allows you to donate. It's 100% tax deductible. And it's for a wonderful cause. So please, please, please help me raise more money than anyone else in Charlottesville. let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Michael Guthrie here.
Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good, man. $75.
$75 from Michael Guthrie. I appreciate that.
Let's bump it up 50% and get this thing going.
I appreciate that, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll see you in a few minutes.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Michael Guthrie, you can listen to him next on the Michael Guthrie Real Estate Matters show right here on WINA. I was getting ready to talk about something in more in his industry is the
Parade of Homes.
The Parade of Homes, which kicks off today. And just like landscapers scramble to get things ready for the home show, we're doing things last minute and putting all the little final details and touches on our projects. Builders, yesterday I went by a couple sites and there was paving companies in there. There was stagers and land scrapers and everyone getting these homes looking beautiful for the Parade of Homes, which kicks off today at noon, I believe. It runs noon to 5. And you can pick up a copy of the local Real Estate Weekly and find out exactly where all these homes are. There's a map. It talks about the builders, gives you a little bio on the builder, where their projects are. And these homes are really one of a kind. They do a lot of different and interesting tweaks and features and things to their homes that are special. And it's just a great way to get out and see what's new and exciting in the building industry.
And it's a wide range of price points too on these homes, anywhere from the low to mid 200s to, I know there's one that's almost 1.4.
Wow.
That we actually delivered some plants and things to yesterday. Beautiful home all the way at the very, very top of Ashcroft. That it's a beautiful, beautiful drive up there. If you've never been up there, some of the views from these home sites up there are just spectacular. It's a beautiful, beautiful area, some beautiful, beautiful homes. So,
we've been involved, as Norman was saying, with a lot of these builders. We've worked with Braxton Design Group, Braxton Homes, Kingma Builders, Doug Kingma. Craig Builders, their new development on Avon Street, just south of the garden, just north of the Garden Center, Vanity, which is kind of that lower price point we were talking about,
right.
But extremely nice, beautiful townhomes, but very luxurious feel with a great view that, you know, the homes back up right to Carter's Mountain. And I know if you go to some of those homes today, there's actual $5 gift cards that the builder will give you just for showing up that you can use to spend at the Garden Center. So take advantage of that as well.
That's right.
Let's go back to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Yes, good morning. I have a question about mums.
Okay.
I live in a townhouse community, and I guess late in the spring, I planted mums. And, of course, they were flowered and everything, and I thought they were cute and everything, but I had no idea they would grow to the size they were, that they did. And they're huge now, and they're, like, falling over, and I'm not sure if I should cut them back or move them. I don't know what to do with them at this point, but they're way too big for the front of the townhouse.
Okay, yeah, at this point, I probably wouldn't do much of anything with them. Mm-hmm. Just let them be there through the winter. When the foliage will start to die back here in another... just a few short weeks with the really cold weather, when all that comes on, the leaves will turn brown and the top of the plant will die, and you'll just see these little rosettes down at the surface of the soil of leaves. Mm-hmm. That'll be the beginning for next year's growth. And you can go ahead and cut the top back at that point to just above that rosette of leaves that's right there at the soil. And then let it overwinter like that through the winter. And when they start to come back in the spring, if you want to move them, you can. Mm-hmm. But the key to keeping those under control, and this is for anybody who's got mums that are coming back from the previous season, as those mums start to grow, you need to pinch them pretty regularly through the spring. Okay. In other words, when they start to get up to be about 6 or 8 sets of leaves, you want to pinch them back to about 4. And then when it grows another 4 to 6 sets of leaves above that, go ahead and pinch it back to 2 or 3 sets above where you pinched it last time. And that will help to keep the plant compact and small and sturdy and in bounds and not flopping and falling all over the place. Because left
right.
to their own devices, they can get really tall and floppy and you know, just like you're seeing, they're kind of all over the place and huge.
Right.
But if you keep them pinched back like that, and we usually figure the last pinch is around the first to the middle of July.
Oh,
and
okay.
After that point, you can let them grow on and do their thing on their own. But by having pinched them back regularly through the spring, they'll be a nice, short, dense, compact, multi-branched plant that'll look more like what you're, you know, the mums that are out there for sale now.
Exactly, and that's the way I thought they would stay. Now, when I keep them like that until July, will I have to repeat this each spring with them? Do you think, or
yeah, okay. Something you have to do each spring in order to keep them that way, because they want to just grow straight up. They have a very strong dominance to that tip bud. That's the one that's the that. They really want to send the energy to, and by removing that allows the plant to branch off.
Okay.
and directs that energy out instead of just straight up. So it's something that you're going to need to do pretty, you know, each spring in order to keep them under control. But it's very easy to do, doesn't take very long, and makes a huge difference in how attractive the plant is.
Wonderful. I appreciate your help and enjoy your show. God bless you guys.
Oh, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to join the show, the phone lines are wide open, all three lines. You can join us at 977-1070 for anyone listening out of state at 434-977-1070. And I'm amazed, the more people I talk to that talk about listening to the show, streaming it on air, and how easy it is to listen. You just go to WINA.com, click on to listen live, listen now, and you'll pick the show up in real time and be able to stream and listen to us. Texting a listener out in Louisa right now who is listening to us, Denise from Creative Juices, and she said, man, I never listened to anything live streaming online. She's like, this is easy.
Yeah.
Also want to remind people that we're still looking for donations or bids for the 2 tickets to the Georgia Tech football game and a Snow's $50 gift card. The winning bid right now is $75. It goes to Michael Guthrie. If you'd like to raise your the bid, just give us a call. We only have about 10 minutes before the bidding ends at 977-1070. Want to remind listeners also that we'll have Winning Wednesdays on the Corbin Rocks for Rover Facebook page. That'll be every Wednesday from noon until 1. And you need to sign up and like us and become a fan of our Corbin Rocks for Rover on Facebook in order to be informed about what the auction items are going to be that week. And we've got some great, wonderful items that have been donated that we're going to be auctioning off over the next 4 weeks. Let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Hi, good morning.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, sir. You're live on the air.
Okay, I've got my radio off, and I'm just about out of listening area. This is Robert Walters again. Just wanted to give it one more little nudge to 80.
80, that's great. Thank you very much, Robert.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I guess I'll call in later.
Oh, Michael Guthrie's Michael Guthrie just opened the studio door and said 85. Do you want to go back to him at 90?
No, I'm not going to go tit for tat. He can do it.
Okay, all right. thank you. All right, so we're at Michael Guthrie is at 85. Let's go to line number two. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Is it too late for a question?
No, it's not. Go right ahead.
Okay, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you today?
Good. I'm outside pulling up my annuals.
Good. That's what we were just talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, they're not looking too good. No, so
they're
I'm
not.
Just pulling them up.
You know, and we have a tendency to just want to hold on to them as long as we can and get every last dollar and penny that we can out of them. But
well, you don't want to kill them.
Yeah,
looking really peaked.
And they get that way this time of year. They start to really look ratty and
yeah, they do. Well, my question is: first of all, I don't have a lot of sun. I have a lot of trees.
Okay.
But I was given 2 knockout roses. What do you suggest?
They'll do fine. You know, if you can give them about 4 to 5 hours of sun a day, they'll do fine.
All right, 4 or 5 hours. Okay, maybe. many trees. They're everywhere.
Oh, that's the same situation I'm in. I've got a tremendous amount of shade everywhere. You know, if you go to Google Maps and look at the satellite image of my property, you can hardly see the house for
that's
the trees.
Right. That's right.
And you know, I just picked the sunniest spot out in the backyard. It's not too far from where they cleared for the septic field and everything when they put the house in. And until the voles came through and ate the roots off, I had a knockout rose out there that did great. It didn't flower quite as well as some of the ones that are out in full sun, but still had great success with it. It did really well.
Well, I've never had roses. What's my prep to put them in?
With knockouts, really, the only thing you need to do is just enrich the soil really well, the way you would for just about anything that you're planting. Work some Jolly Gardener garden soil in with it, and work that into the bed and stick it in there, and you should do fine.
The circumference wider than the ball of the plant?
Yes, you want to dig a hole at least twice as wide, but no deeper than the root ball.
Than the root ball, okay.
Right.
Okay, well, great.
Wonderful
Happy
question.
Planting.
Thank you very much. Happy planting to you.
Okay, have a great
All right,
weekend.
You too now.
Thanks, you
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now.
And if you want to do something, you can use a product like Bumper Crop just to supplement around the soil, the native soil that you're putting back around it, just to add some organic matter and nutrients and fertilizer to that shrub, which will help just get it off to an extra good start and ensure that it does well for years and years to come.
That's right. That's one of the great things about knockouts is other than, you know, a little normal prep that you would do for anything else you're putting in the ground.
There's no real special requirements or needs.
Yeah, you don't need to do this big, elaborate
However, warn all listeners to start protecting your plants and your shrubs and your flowers and your and soon to be your bulbs. The deer are population is just growing and they are hungry
everywhere.
And they will annihilate your garden. So it's a good idea to start protecting your plants. Get a product like Deer Scram or Deer Away. There's lots of different products.
Liquid Fence.
Yeah.
Works well.
There's lots of good products out there. The key is, and we talk about it all the time, is just switching it up, circulating, you know, a couple, two or three different products. Remember that when we get heavy rains, it dilutes the scent and smells, and it's necessary to reapply those products over the course of the season. The winning bid right now goes to Michael Guthrie at $85. We are auctioning off two tickets to the Virginia-Georgia Tech football game and a Snow's $50 gift card. We'd love to get this up to $100. We only have about 5 minutes. Give us a call. We have time at 977-1070 if you'd like to outbid Mr. Guthrie. And we also will take bids online at CorbinSnow@gmail.com. Let's go to line number one. Maybe this is the big $100 call. Oh!
$100 dial tone.
Oh, that was good. Let's go. We've had a real trouble with phones this morning. I think we got a little
live radio. What can you say?
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Are you there?
Man, something is going. It's like. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the lines this morning. I think there's a little squirrel out there chewing on all the phone lines or something coming into the studio. We've never had this kind of problems.
It's your competition.
It's Michael Guthrie outside in the foyer cutting the lines as people call in. No, I'm just kidding.
Mike wouldn't do that.
The number is 977-1070. Only a few minutes left. If you have any gardening questions or if you'd like to bid on the items that we're auctioning off, 977-1070. If you can't make a bid on this auction item, you can go to Corbin Rocks, the number 4rover.com, and make a donation online. Any amount, $5, $1, anything you can give would be much appreciated by myself and by the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. We're raising money for the great animal shelter we have here in Charlottesville. It's a no-kill shelter. A few weeks ago, we had a fundraised breakfast, and the dog that I'm dancing for, Annabelle, was adopted, along with a beagle named Bagel. A beagle named Beagle. coming soon to a Bodo's near you. But anyway, it's been awesome. It's been a great experience doing this dancing thing and working with the SPCA.
You forgot the cat. The cat got adopted,
the
too.
Cat. We got two dogs and a cat that was adopted.
What was the cat's
name? It was a great morning.
There was.
I don't remember the cat's name.
Is it Louie?
I think it was Louie.
He was cute little cat.
It was cute. Have you seen that picture circulating on Facebook? The little hot dog. It's this miniature little hot dog. Inside of a hot dog bun. inside of a hot dog bun. It's really cute.
I had one of those growing up.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Very cute.
They're great dogs.
How much time do we have, Glenn? 3 minutes. 3 minutes. That's three bids. We can get the bids going. 977-1070 if you'd like to bid on the items that we're auctioning. Two tickets to the Georgia Tech football game and a $50 gift card. Bid. Call right now, 977-1070. We only have time for maybe two or three more phone calls or bids. And nothing going on Gmail, so. The guys in the hallway want to combine their bid to 150. So the winning bid is the guys in the hallway to 150. That's great. Thank you, guys in the hallway. And let's go to line number one on that note. A live auction. This is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Line number one is gone. Line number two. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. I just want to let you know to look on YouTube and see the orangutan and the hound.
Oh, okay.
That thing is hilarious.
The orangutan and the hound. I will get on that, and yep. I will post that video at CorbinRocksForRover.com. Everyone can go there instead of go to YouTube. You can go to my site. I'll put that on my site today.
Okay, thank you.
The orangutan and the who?
The hound.
And the hound. Okay, that's done.
All right,
thank you very much. Goodbye. I don't know what I'm turning the Snow Nose Garden Show into. I don't know whether my grandpa would be proud of me or not. No, this is great, though. It's for a wonderful cause. And we're going to be doing this for the next four Saturdays. October 29th is D-Day. It's Dance Day, October 29th. Also, don't forget Winning Wednesdays at the Corbin Rocks for Rover Facebook page. Join us online at CorbinRocksForRover.com. And this is, believe it or not, the Snow Nose Garden Show. we're going to clear out the bidding at $150. I think that winning bid goes to Michael Guthrie, Doug Kingma.
Who else is out there?
What other ugly mugs are out there in the hallway? The guys in the hallway. Congratulations, and thank you very much for bidding. We really appreciate that. 100% of the proceeds go to the Charlottesville Alamore SPCA. We're out of time, but as always, we'll see you next week. Come out and visit us at the Garden Center. We'll be open until 5 today.
We got lots of mums, pansies, great, beautiful pumpkins out there.
Forgot about pumpkins,
gourds,
corn stalks, everything you need to decorate your home inside and out. Some beautiful gourds and the ornamental.
The novelty
pumpkins, which are great for decorating. We also have hay bales, corn stalks, everything you need. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week on the Snow Nose Garden Show.